group every day of at least 10 people, and damn near every night while I'm working, I believe in working at it. And I think that we overlooking them. We ought to try to do a better job with them. Don't you?
Yes, sir, you have to keep at it. I've got a list on my desk. It stays there all the time of all the columnists and people in town. I'm gonna try to get through that list over the course of a month. About 30 of them. But you have to keep after them.
Well, I guess we're going to be judged, really, on what we do in Vietnam and Dominican Republic. That's where we ought to be spending all of our time, don't you think so?
That and the economy. Good question.
How'd you like the cabinet today?
I thought it was better than the last one, didn't you?
I thought Freeman was very good.
He was?
What about the economic report? Was it any good?
Yes, sir. That was one of the best reports he's ever done. Don't we get good play on it? It was good.
You think that they think I'm using television too much?
There are some people who do. Sometimes.
Well, how can we bar them then? Should we say to them we're going to have to bar television because we get criticisms from them?
No, sir. I just wouldn't do anything the next few days that had a call for a major television appearance. I would read a little bit for the cameras on the excise tax message, for Saturday perhaps, or Monday at least, then I just wouldn't make any speeches in the next 5 or 6 days that call for national television. Unless there's really something to say.
Well, this didn't call for national television today, but they all jumped in and said they wanted.
Well, their feelings were, consciences were hurting from last time. They did that to redeem themselves, not.
Did Stanton know that?
I think so.
Did you let him know it?
I kept him a little bit. I didn't single CBS out. I just said all the networks were sort of going to the priest today, making amends for past sins. He just laughed.
But he called you back afterwards, told you it was all right, or?
It was excellent. Well, he called me right after it was over. Said it was excellent. That's when I told him I had just watched it on all three networks that they'd been to church today, repenting of past sins.
I'll anywhere one weakness we have, Bill, and it's a real serious one, is our real gifted, talented writers, that's number one. And number two is research. And I think you ought to get the greatest research professor in the world. And we ought to put him over here in the executive office building. And when I want him to call and see what I said or what anybody else said, he ought to be able to get it. I don't know whether we can do that through the budget or Council of Economic Advisors or Buford Ellington or who. But I know this, we don't have enough research.
That is a problem. It can be cured. I use the best man in town is Wayne Phillips.
Well, they got a real good job. Somebody did on Walter Lippmann on.
I asked Wayne Phillips to do that.
Well, why in the hell didn't he get all the rest of them on the queue?
I asked him. He is working on filling it out. I asked him for that morning, and it came over that afternoon, and he said he would keep on getting more stuff, but he thought we might want that right away. So he's digging. Today and tonight. He's just awfully good. He's here for it.
Well, do you reckon you could make him the director of the research and get him an assistant or two?
Yes, sir.
I would like to have everything that Walter Lippmann's written and everything the New York Times written on Cuba and on the no dangers in World War II and all that kind of stuff. Asia's no problem. That's what he says, but I'd like to have that. That really helps me with the bronze of Christian Science monitors when they come in here. I need a lot of research with the people I'm talking to. Well, I'll let you go and I'll see you.
I'll be back later.